Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together, and just to get us started, I'll go first. And I have certainly been going first with today's topic. It was actually a last-minute change of heart for me. I was going to do an episode all about creativity and how I'm pressing into creativity in 2022. And don't worry if that sounds like an interesting episode to you. That one is still to come here in the future. But as I was thinking about it, and even just thinking about the last week, I was like, you know what? The topic that I feel a little bit more prepared to talk about today, and I have been doing research on and really diving into for quite a while now, is our cycles. Ladies, we've done a lot of these how to do things like a grown woman episodes in the past, and I thought, you know, this is a topic that I really want to tackle. I really want to kind of do a crash course in of what I know so far that I have been learning over probably the last few years and try to bring some of that to you today. So we are going to talk everything from the entirety of our cycles, everything from our periods, yes, I said it, all the way through to all the other phases and weeks of our cycles and how our bodies are different and how everything changes. And we're going to talk about period care and some of my favorite products. We're just really going to go there. So I don't know that this is going to be an episode that you're going to want to have your kids in the room for, but I think it should be really fun and hopefully interesting. In fact, we're even going to talk a little bit about how we can be doing better justice for our teen girls as we are teaching our teens and our preteens even about their bodies and what to expect and preparing them for what their lives are going to be like for the majority of the time that they are grown women. So we are going to go into all of that today. It's going to be a really, hopefully, good episode. But before we get there, let's talk about Patreon, because guess what? This shouldn't be much of a shocker, but I have talked about these things in Patreon for a long time now. Those are the inside ladies. Those are the ones who are getting the goods long before they ever hit the airwaves here. I've done entire live episodes about my favorite products and how I deal with certain things. And we've been talking a lot about tracking our cycles and all of that stuff. So if you want to be in on the inner circle, the front lines of everything going on with Live Well Anyway, and you want to be a part of that community, we would love to have you. Come over to patreon.com/livewelltogether, and that is where you can become a patron for as little as $5 a month. If you want to get in on the 3 to 4 lives that I do a week and we all get to hang out together and chit chat, there's a planner that I release to some of the upper levels to help them to track things like their cycles, like we're going to be talking about today, all throughout the month. There's just tons of good, fun stuff in there. They get the first glimpse of what is coming to Live Well Anyway, and I would love to have you be a part of that. So come over and join us in Patreon at patreon.com/livewelltogether. It's a good time. We do an Ask Me Anything every Friday where things can end up getting a little bit buck wild, and we just have a lot of fun. So again, patreon.com/livewelltogether. But for right now, let's dive into this episode all about our cycles. Okay, we're gonna go into a lot of stuff here, and so hopefully it all makes sense. We will, of course, have show notes that you can find over on my website at mackenziecoppa.com. Just click on podcast. I also have a full list of the products that I like the best over on Amazon. So if you go to mackenziecoppa.com/Amazon, and then you scroll down to Lady Parts, that is where you are going to find all of my favorite menstrual products and things to kind of help you out throughout the month. And of course, we'll have those things linked in our show notes. I'm also going to have an upcoming blog post, and they'll be on our favorites page, and I'm hoping to do a YouTube episode. So there's going to be lots of ways for you to find this information and find all of these products and all of these things that I'm talking about. But the first stop is here on the podcast. Okay, so we're just going to take a little trip back in time to when I very first started figuring out things about my cycle. I feel like I was fairly normal as far as what women generally seem to know about their cycles, what we seem to be taught in school as we're growing up and taught by our moms and everything, that you get your period. And that happens once a month. And that's kind of it. You might have some PMS beforehand, but that's really all you need to think about. You're going to get the period, but don't worry about the rest of the month. Then, after I'd had my first son, I took a class on natural family planning, and it opened my eyes up to all sorts of other things that my reproductive parts were doing. So it really just focused on those. It talked about, you know, the position of my cervix and all the differences in cervical fluid that you have throughout the month, because all of that changes. And I started to notice these things about my own body, like, oh, yeah, I guess that's always been that way. But I never really put two and two together or realized that things were changing in a predictable pattern throughout every single month. I just hadn't really noticed until they pointed those things out in that class. And that class was really helpful. It helped me to start paying attention to my cycle just in that way, though. I mean, it was obviously very focused on reproduction and all of that, but it did help me to start paying attention much more closely to exactly how long my cycles were and how long my actual period part of my cycle was and all of that kind of thing. So I started to be a little bit more clued into my body. But they really didn't talk about anything else about my brain or my body or my energy levels or motivation or communication or digestion or any of the other things that we as women have our cycle affect every single month. It's not just our lady parts. It's so many other things. In fact, I have been reading and studying a lot, and our brain chemistry, our lady brain chemistry, actually changes by more than 20% over the course of the month. So it's not just a matter of our period and our PMS and our hormones in that way. It affects everything about our bodies. And the more that we learn about ourselves and the way that our female bodies work, the more we're able to tune into that and pay attention and take care of ourselves well and be able to kind of press into the strengths that we have during those different times of the month and be able to just take care of ourselves better. I have obviously been studying and learning a lot about this for probably the last couple of years, especially in the last year. I feel like I've really pressed into learning about it more, reading about it more, listening to things about it more. And I realized that it was really starting to make a difference. In fact, even just in this past week, the thing that actually made me say, you know what, this is what the podcast is going to be about this week, is I knew last week, okay, it's the beginning of February. There's some things I want to get a jump on right at the beginning of the month where it feels like the right time to be starting new stuff. I wanted to be like moving my body more, kind of working out more, starting to get that on board. And I wanted to do all of that, but I also was completely drained of energy. I was feeling a total lack of motivation. I wasn't feeling the ability to communicate very well. And as I was feeling all of these things, I was looking at my tracking of my cycle and thinking, well, of course this isn't a good time to be starting all of this. I'm right here at the end of my cycle. I'm about to start my period. My hormones are dropping off. This is like the absolute worst time for me to be trying to give myself a kick in the pants, to have energy and motivation that just literally, physically is not there. This doesn't make any sense at all. So instead of beating myself up about it and letting my workout app mock me for not moving and whatever else, I decided, you know what? I'm going to press in here. I'm going to give myself a break. I'm going to take the naps that I need to take. I'm going to eat the food that I need to eat. I'm going to drink the things that I need to drink. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to wear some sweatpants if I need to. I'm going to not push myself to places that my body isn't prepared to go. I need to take care of myself here. And wouldn't you know it, waking up Monday morning, finishing up that whole messy side. This is not the first time that messes are going to be, you know, mentioned in this podcast. So if that's going to make you squirm, then this isn't the one for you. But we're going to be grown ladies and we're just going to say it like it is. Okay. So just, you know, hang on to your hat and prepare yourself. But I realized, like, okay, this makes sense. I'm coming out of my period. I'm regaining my energy. I'm feeling more motivated. I'm feeling more ready to take things on. This is the start of my month. No matter what the calendar says, this is when I am able to take on these tasks that I'm wanting to take on for the month. And at first, when I started hearing about the cycles and how you could line up your work life with it and everything, it just felt like, well, that's not practical. But the more I have started to practice it and pay attention to it, I realized I kind of have no other choice because no matter how much I plan for that week right before my period or right when I'm starting my period, it kind of doesn't matter. I'm going to be tired. I'm not going to have the energy, the motivation, the focus, all of that that I need to be able to do some of those harder core things. Now, I can press into other things, which we're going to talk about in a minute during that time. But the more that I line those things up with when I do have the energy, the more I am able to make the most of my time. And especially as someone who owns her own business, I think that's super important. So let's kind of do a crash course on what our bodies do. Some of you may be totally aware of all of this. Some of you may think like this is groundbreaking material like I did the first time that I heard about it. But let's just kind of, let's give the breakdown. And then later in this episode, I'm going to give you guys some recommendations of some books and apps and all of that kind of thing if you are wanting to do more research yourself and go a little bit farther with it. So hopefully this can just kind of be the springboard for you to be learning more about it. All right, ladies, it's a new year, and I think we are all more aware than ever before that there is nothing more important than taking care of ourselves. Because if you're not feeling your best, you can't do your best. You can't take care of the people in your life, and you can't get the things done that you want to get done. And Sambucol helps you feel your best with powerful immune support powered by nature's superfruit, black elderberry. You know, we take a lot of supplements around here to help support things, and Sambucol has become a backbone of the things that we are taking, especially during this winter season, to keep me and my kids at our absolute best. I love it because it's so simple, it tastes good, and it helps me know that I'm supporting my immune system because this mama ain't got time to be taken off work or to be down and not be able to take care of these kiddos. In our household, the gummies are a huge hit. My kids love taking those, and I typically turn to either the drink powder or to the liquid because it's just easy for me to get down quickly, and I can combine it with other things if I want to. We just take ours first thing in the morning before we head off to school and I get into work, and it is the perfect thing to help me feel like I am staying on top of things right from the get-go of the day. So if you want to be supporting your immune system and your family's immune systems, get 15% off your next order of $9.99 or more at SambucolUSA.com and then use the code LIVEWELL15 at checkout for 15% off. Again, that's 15% off with LIVEWELL15 at SambucolUSA.com, and I just want to thank Sambucol for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. Okay, let's start out by thinking about our cycle in seasons, because that's really what makes the most sense. It's what a lot of people who write about the female cycle compare it to, and it's just a good way to be able to illustrate things and help you to keep things straight in your mind. So the first part of your cycle, lasting about a week, for just the sake of making even numbers, we're going to say that each of these parts of your cycle last about a week, even though some will be longer and shorter than others. They do have a little bit of overlap. So just like for the sake of simplicity, we're going to say them in weeks. But if you want to go into the science, then you can read some of the books that we'll talk about later and help, you know, narrow it down a little bit. But let's just say week one, which we're not going to start the week one when doctors and whatnot would, like when you're counting for, you know, your pregnancy or whatever, we're going to say that week one is right after menstruation. That's where we're going to begin this discussion. So We're going to call that week one, which is your follicular phase. It's when your body is getting ready to be able to ovulate in the next week. It is what we're going to call spring. So you've just come out of your period and you're starting to have your hormones build back up again. You're starting to have a little bit more energy again. You're getting a little bit more verbal and you're getting those ideas. Like things are fresh. You feel a little bit more ready to try new things. You are, you know, kind of waking up again. Think about the earth as it wakes up in the spring. There's fresh life, and everything just kind of seems brighter and happier and able to take on a little bit more. It's a great time of growth and just really kind of a new vibrancy that you felt a little dark for a while, and now you're feeling a little bit more brought back to life. This is a great time for work-wise when you can be preparing and planning and coming up with new ideas and starting things. It's a great time to brainstorm. It's just a great time to kind of get things rolling again. As Alyssa Vitti talks about in her book, In the Flow, which is one of the books that I'm going to mention later, it's a time of creativity. It is one of those times where you can just really start to imagine what life can be like again, or just kind of create more ideas of what you can be doing over the next couple of weeks before things wind back down. Now, in Alyssa's book, she also goes into the foods and workouts that work best for these times in your cycle. So I'm just going to hit on it like the raindrop in the bucket of information that Alyssa Vitti has in her book. But she talks about the workouts being more like midday workouts, things that you have a little bit more energy to be doing, like running, biking, dancing, rebounding, whatever it is, anything that you have like energy to kind of be getting after. She talks about fresh and vibrant foods that you want to be eating during this time of your cycle, lots of probiotics, lean meats, that kind of thing is what is going to be the most nourishing to you during this time. And so it's really important to kind of focus on those foods, because as you get all of those things in line, your workouts and your food and the way you're kind of tackling life, it helps you to better regulate your cycle and regulate your hormones. All of those things work synergistically together. So for instance, this is the time that I am currently in my cycle. I'm in my spring. I'm planning out podcast episodes. I'm coming up with new ideas. I'm getting that resilience and vibrancy back that I want as I'm moving forward and presenting myself on Instagram and all of those places. I just feel a little bit more ready to tackle those things. And I have more energy to be able to do it. Okay. The next week of your cycle is what we're going to call summer. It is the week of your cycle that is when you will ovulate, and it's that time when you are the most alive. You are the most bright. You have the most energy. You're the most verbal. Your communication skills are at their top-notch high during that ovulation time. This is the time when you should be doing a lot of communicating in your business or marketing, recording videos. I should really be doing a lot of this next week. A lot of these episodes that I'm recording this week should probably be happening next week, but you know, you got to make it work to a certain extent. But I do find that I do a lot more. I'm able to communicate better. I'm able to articulate myself better during that time when my communication is at its top-notch time. It's also a great time to be networking and collaborating. It's the time when you're probably going to be most interested in getting together with other people and talking with other people. It's your least insular time of your month. It's your most extroverted time of your month to be talking and really kind of collaborating and doing all those kinds of things. Since your energy is going to be at its top, this is when the workouts that you can be doing are a little bit more high energy, a little bit more impactful. That's when you can really get after it and really go for things, and it's going to have a great impact on your body. You're not going to just feel completely drained afterward. And this is also, as we know, if you've been through natural family planning or anything like that, it's the literal time in the month where your body is running the hottest. And so it's also going to be able to to break down more raw foods more easily because the temperature is hotter. So you can be eating a lot of like raw veggies. Anything with antioxidants in it is going to help you to be processing the estrogen that is coursing through your system. It's also a time though when you have the least high metabolism. So you're going to want to eat lighter meals. You may not even be as hungry as you will be like the next 2 weeks of your month. It's just, you know, even when you think of summer, we think of a lot of like salads and fresh foods and that kind of thing. It's that same sort of thing in your cycle. The more foods that you eat that are a little bit lighter and raw and nourishing are going to be the ones that your body responds the best to. It's a good time for fiber-rich foods and that sort of thing. It's just going to help everything to keep moving and working in your system. Now, the next phase, which is one of the longer phases of your cycle if you're going to get scientific with it, but this next week that we're going to be talking about is your fall phase. Now, this is also called the luteal phase. It's when you're coming down from ovulation and your body is deciding, like, are you pregnant or are you not? What are we working with here? And so your body is kind of going through that process of figuring things out. It's when you're going to start kind of, you know, winding things down. It's a good time to be finishing up projects, you know, just kind of like how you batten down the hatches in the fall and bring in the outdoor furniture. And, you know, like it's the time when you're just kind of getting things wrapped up and ready for things to be a little bit quieter and to have less energy. Your hormones are on the way down, slowly on the way down. And it's a good time for like administrative tasks and detailed work, anything that's a little bit deeper. And just doing anything that's going to be wrapping things up with what you've been working on the first 2 weeks of the month. Because this is generally a little bit longer phase, your workouts are going to vary over the time. They will probably start out being a little bit more hard-hitting, things that are more like strength training and that sort of thing, or more intense yoga or Pilates. And then as your luteal phase continues, as this fall continues, you can start to kind of wind things down, go on a nice walk or do a little bit easier yoga or just kind of like the less intense things are going to help you to be more restorative and feel better. And doing your workouts closer to the evening is going to be what your body is signaling is going to actually work best for you instead of maybe first thing in the morning like you could have done during your summer phase. It's going to be more in the evening during the winter phase. And the foods that you're going to need are going to be a little bit more calorically dense. Now your hunger is going to go up a little bit. Your body is craving more food and B vitamins, and those slow burning carbs are going to be really good for you to kind of keep moving and keep up your energy. Again, the high fiber foods are really good because your digestion is changing during this time. So it's really important to keep things moving and just eating really nutrient dense things. And then as you move into your menstrual week, it is when things are obviously gonna kind of tank as far as a lot of things go. Your hormones have hit their lowest point, so you're going to have your emotions that are a little bit more, you know, on edge, a little bit more raw. Your brain, actually, it is when the right and left hemispheres of the brain are communicating at their highest level, so you're able to evaluate things a little bit better, but you also have those emotions on board of just kind of sometimes not feeling quite like yourself, not having that same motivation that you do a lot of other times in the month. So it's a good time to kind of be just like reflective, looking back at the past month, analyzing things, and really listening to your gut for how to take care of yourself. This is when you're going to want to slow things down a little bit, maybe retreat a little bit, be with yourself a little bit more. All of those things are really important cues to be listening to during this time to help you to stay balanced and to feel better. The foods, you're going to need a lot more fats and protein to get you through this time. And also things that are iron rich that are going to help you rebuild those blood stores that you've been losing throughout menstruation. So a lot of warming foods are what you're going to want to eat. Proteins, fats, seafood like kelp and nori are really good for helping with the iron levels that you want in your body. Any of that kind of thing to help you kind of like rebuild yourself back up until you get to come back into your spring phase, which will help you to kind of wake back up again. This is a great time, like we kind of said, as far as you taking care of yourself, that if you're wanting to move, that you're really gentle with what you're doing by, you know, taking nice walks, that you're not going to push yourself too hard in, doing a lot of like relaxation or yin yoga, anything that is a little bit more just like focusing on stretching or not working out at all. It's okay to just rest and sleep and make sure that you are giving your body what it needs during this phase. Oh, ladies, I don't know if it's the accents or the tea or the driving on the wrong side of the road, but no matter what it is, I just love British TV, and I am getting my fill and then some thanks to Acorn TV. Acorn TV is the largest commercial-free British streaming service that features compelling stories, exclusive premieres, and originals you won't find anywhere else. Acorn TV has hundreds of exclusive shows from around the world, including award-winning mysteries, dramas, comedies, history, and so much more. The series you find on Acorn TV are cleverly written, visually striking, and feature renowned actors and hosts like David Tennant and Mary Berry. One show that I have been enjoying lately from Acorn TV is Under the Vines. It is starring Rebecca Gibney from Winter and Charles Edwards from The Crown, and this dramedy follows two unlikely city slickers who inherited a failing vineyard in rural New Zealand, and despite neither having ever done a hard day's work in their lives and both despising the other, they must somehow make the vineyard successful so they can sell up, split up, and get out of there. It's such a fun show and really transports you to another place in the world, which I think is always so much fun. Acorn TV is just full of that kind of thing. And you get thousands of hours of new, enthralling content on Acorn TV for a fraction of the cost compared to most streaming services, at just $5.99 a month. Plus, I love that I can watch it on whatever device I want to. I can watch it on my TV, I can watch it on my phone, my computer, wherever I want to. I can just pick up where I left off. It makes it so nice and convenient. With Acorn TV, I always get my British fix, and you can too. Try Acorn TV free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and using my promo code LIVEWELL. But you have to enter the promo code in all lowercase letters. That's acorn.tv, promo code LIVEWELL to get your first 30 days for free. Acorn.tv, code LIVEWELL. And I just want to thank Acorn TV for sponsoring LIVEWELL Anyway. Okay, so that was a crash course. I hope that it made sort of some sense. Hopefully you're listening to that and it's clicking and like, oh yeah, my body totally does that. And that's how that works. And I totally get it. If you want all the details and the science and the why and the how and even more like food lists and bigger suggestions and all of that kind of thing that will like make your head spin, then you're really going to want to get Alyssa Vitti's book called In the Flow, F-L-O. We're of course going to have that in the show notes. Now, it is definitely a book, I'm just going to say, like, let you know, like, that is very down with the patriarchy, you know, like it's a very, you know, from that perspective kind of book. However, she does make some really interesting points about how over the years, medical studies have mostly just been done on men. And so we've come to believe that a lot of things are standard for both men and women, when that actually isn't true, that there's a lot more difference between the way our bodies operate. And it's important to recognize those different rhythms and hormonal changes and all of that stuff that is present in women's bodies so that we can take care of them better. So she does a really good job of going into all of the science and the research behind all of that. So if you want all of that, I actually went and got both the book, so I had like the textbook that I could be working from, and I listened to the audio so I could really just take in the information, because I knew if I was just going to sit there with the book, I probably wouldn't ever get through it. But when I could listen to it, then I could take in everything and then go back to the book and make my notes, and has post-it notes all over it so that I can find the information that I need when I need it. And I think it's just a really helpful resource. Now, if that sounds a little too daunting for you, if you want to simplify things a little bit, then I would really suggest the book Do Less by Kate Northrup. She's got one chapter in there that is just totally devoted to how our women's bodies work and how you can make that work best with like your work life and that sort of thing. I think that's a great resource. But also, I have a few apps that I want to tell you guys about. And these are the ways that I mostly track my cycle and help me to stay on top of things. So my very, very favorite ride or die app that I think is so, so good. And if you don't want to do the research and you don't want to read the books, you just want somebody to like spoon feed you, hey, this is how you are probably going to feel today based on the day of cycle that you are on, and here's some stuff that would be helpful for you. Here's some food that you should eat. Here's a workout that you should do. Here's a way to help yourself relax and get your mind straight. Then this is the app for you. It is so good. It's called Moody Month. I love it because it does just what I just explained to you. It tells you for the day in your particular cycle what you are probably feeling like that day. And then it also allows you to track some things about your body. So you can track how you're sleeping, what your motivation is like, how focused you are, how your relationships are going, how you feel about money and the world and your job. And it allows you to really simply track all those things. You just use a little slider bar saying like how you're feeling that day, and it keeps track of it all. And then the next month on the same day in your cycle, it will say, hey, last month, this is how you felt on this day. Does that seem to line up with where you're at right now? I mean, how helpful and interesting is it for us to be able to get that introspection on our own unique bodies and be able to be like, oh yeah, that is totally how I'm feeling right now. In fact, my boyfriend a few months ago, he said, so you like keep track of all that stuff about your body, don't you? I was like, oh, do I ever? I use 3 apps, thank you very much, to make sure I stay on top of everything that's happening with my body, which he was not surprised about in any way, shape, or form. But he was like, so how am I supposed to know how you're feeling every day? I was like, well, since you asked, let me open my app and let you know exactly where I'm at emotionally right now. And I went ahead and read to him what was in the Moody Month app. Like, today you're feeling a little bit more insular and on edge and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, wow, that really does track. It's like, yes, it does. But also, I think it's interesting because Alyssa Vitti has created an app as well. It is not my favorite app. It is called MyFlow, MyFLO. And while it isn't my favorite app to track all of the little details about how I'm feeling, it does do a good job of telling you which phase of your cycle you're in. Your luteal, ovulatory, follicular, menstrual, it will tell you like, hey, guess what? Today, this is the time of your cycle you're in. And then it also has this interesting feature that if you have a spouse or a partner who you want to be clued in to how you're feeling, you can put their email address in and it will send them an email every time you get into a new phase of your cycle. And it will say like, heads up, you should maybe be, you know, a little bit nicer right now. Or like, this is a good time for you guys to go out on a date and have some fun because she's feeling energetic. I think that's a really interesting app and a perspective to have. And I think it's important that the people that we are living in close proximity with or are around a lot do have an idea of where we're at and how we're doing, because it can explain a lot of how we are, you know, responding and dealing with things. And if they can have that understanding of where you're at, I think that it helps with a lot of miscommunication, and it can just be a really good thing for them to understand. So I think that's really helpful little feature for the MyFlow app. Even though it's not my favorite app, I kind of like that little piece of it. I think that's pretty cool. And then the other app that I use is Clue. And Clue is my favorite app for being able to keep down just like the statistics of where my cycle is at. So that is where I track exactly when my bleeding starts, how heavy my bleeding is, if I've had a headache, if my boobs hurt, you know, like whatever it is, there's a spot in Clue that will keep track of all that for you. And then it has an analytics page that you can go to, and it will show you all of your history. So it will show you exactly how long each of your cycles have been since you have started tracking in their app. It will show you what days you had headaches on, when your boobs started hurting in your cycle. I mean, any of that stuff that you are keeping track of, it really clearly and easily shows you, and it allows you to be able to kind of compare month to month to see how consistent things are and what you can maybe be doing to be changing things up. Now, I do not have the paid version of Clue. It's going to ask you when you get in there. I've been using Clue for years, and for me personally, I have never felt the need to have the paid version. I definitely get enough perspective from just the free version to be able to utilize it really well and get the information that I feel like I need. It's also a great resource for me to be able to look ahead and say like, oh, okay, this is when my period started this month. This is when it's probably going to start next month. This is when it's probably going to start the month after that. So just, you know, for other planning purposes, and if we're going to take a trip or we're going to do whatever, then I'm just a little bit more aware of what I can be expecting of my body. Now, also the Moody Month app does have a free version and a paid version. I do have the paid version of Moody Month. I think it was about $30 for the year. And for me, it has been well worth it. I've loved all the different suggestions. They have like different little videos that they'll put in there of like, hey, you are, you know, feeling a little bit more insecure and probably tired right now. Let's do a like foot reflexology thing. And it will show you how to do that on your own foot. And you could sit there for 15 minutes rubbing your feet and doing what they show you. And it's like relaxing and wonderful. They've got all those kinds of things. It'll be like, oh, here's a great tea that you could be drinking right now that will help support your system. And this is why. And they just do really good little like snippets of things to help you right where you're at in your cycle. It's really well curated content. Everyone who is on the videos has fabulous accents. So it's just like a really great all around app. I know I already mentioned it and I'm coming back to it. But if you're going to use one app and like really have it teach you about your body and help you to figure out ways to be supporting your body better. It even has little workouts that you could be doing that are best for the phase of your cycle that you're in. I think that Moody Month is the way to go. It's a little sort of like turquoise square for the app with a circle with little white dots in it. So I know there's a lot of different Moody apps out there, but that's the one you're looking for. We'll have the picture of the app in the show notes so you can make sure that you're getting the right one. But it is Moody Month. Okay, now, after all that talk about learning about things about our bodies and the phases of our cycles and all of that stuff, dun dun dun, every winter we have our periods. Yes, ladies, it happens. And it's generally not a good time. But I have found that there are certain products that I like a whole lot better than others that make it just a little less miserable. Can I get an amen? Okay, so these are all of my personal favorite menstrual care products that, again, like I said at the beginning of the show, if you go to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon and you click on Lady Parts, I've got them all linked there for you to be able to use. But let's just get into it. Okay, so I am not a tampon girl. I have, you know, horror stories of when my mother at 13 made me wear a tampon for the first time when we went to the lake for the 4th of July, and it was traumatizing. And that was also the day that I leaned forward and the strap on my bikini broke and the thing came flapping down in my face. I exposed myself to all of my dad's used car salesman friends. So that was a good time, as I'm sure you can imagine. But I have just really never been a big fan of the tampon. Now, I think it's important to note, if you don't know this already, that, you know, there's a lot of talk, or there was a lot of talk, about toxic shock syndrome in relation to tampons. Now, that toxic shock isn't actually from the use of a tampon. It's not from the blood being in there. It is actually from the chemicals that many tampons are treated with. Now, I think that we are much more aware of those things today than we were even 10 years ago. There are so many more products out on the market and natural options that, if tampons are your jam, then you can find ones that are good and decent. Now, I don't have recommendations because I'm not a tampon girl, but what I am is a pad girl, and even more so a menstrual cup girl. Now, I started using a menstrual cup about 2 years ago. I was trepidatious about the whole thing, but I actually got hired to do the how-to video voiceover for Organicup. And so if you go to their website, you can actually hear me instruct you on how to put in a menstrual cup. But that was kind of what triggered me to thinking like, well, maybe I should give this a try since I've just taught people how to use them. Like maybe I could teach myself. And so a couple of years ago, I just on a whim bought a salt cup from Target. There's lots of different versions out there on the market. This just happens to be the one that I bought and I've used for a couple of years and I really like. And there are different sizes. So it will specify what size you are based on, like, if you've had kids, then you need a size 2. And if you're over a certain age, then you need a size 2 and that sort of thing. But there's two different sizes. I use the size 2. And what I really liked about the salt cup is there's like a little place that you can pull down on it from. And that little stem can be trimmed to make it more comfortable. And so it's just based on your body and what's comfortable to you. But I was able to trim that down so that it felt the most comfortable. And I would say there's a little bit of a learning curve. And it isn't like foolproof. I even had like, you know, a bit of a debacle this past week where I was like, what did I do? How did I put this thing in so wrong? But apparently I did. So I always wear a liner when I'm using one, but I find that especially on those heavy days, it is such a savior. When I am running a lot of errands and all that kind of thing, and I don't want to be worrying about it, or even at night, oh, I don't have to worry anymore. Okay, I've talked about this before. On Patreon, I talked about it years ago on Periscope, but let's be real, ladies. There is a thing called the butt crack funnel, and that is where you know it. You've been there. You're laying on your back when you've had your period, and it just funnels all the way out the back of your pad and out wherever onto the bed and your pants and your shorts and your everything, and it's not a good time. And so I have found that since I have started using the menstrual cup at night, I don't have to deal with the butt crack funnel anymore. And I absolutely love that about it. It just makes it so much easier. I feel like less of a mess. You know, I mean, it can be a little messy when you're taking it out. Not gonna lie. You gotta keep a good hold of that sucker and you gotta just get past being squeamish. Hello, if you have had babies, if you have been around, like, it's your body. Just like get over it. I've even been telling this to the younger girls that are in my life, my two daughters and my boyfriend's daughter who, you know, she's 12. We're going to be facing that any day. I'm like, you're just going to have to get real with yourself and your parts. It's okay. Get to know it. Figure it out. Hands are washable. It's all going to be all right. So I really seek to normalize all of that. Okay. So love the menstrual cup. That's my big plug for the menstrual cup. Especially, I have a lot of friends who, as they are, you know, starting to get into their 40s and whatnot, they're finding that their periods are getting a lot heavier than they have been. I've had heavy periods for most of my life, but I really find that the menstrual cup, like, if you don't want blood streaming down your legs, this is a good one. You guys, some of you, I bet right now are just like, she's taking it too far. Holy cow. But like I said, we're normalizing all of this. We're not going to be weird about it. Okay. So in conjunction with my menstrual cup, I also enjoy a decent pad. And my favorite company is Elle. I typically buy these from Target, but they are now more available at normal stores. I've even seen them at my Safeway. I think they're at Walgreens. And it's just an Elle period. I use their ultra thin pads and I use their overnight, their extra long overnight pads. I also really like their panty liners. They're just a great pad that doesn't have pesticides, dyes, any of that kind of junk. It doesn't have any fragrance. They're just a good, clean pad. They have a lot of organic versions. So I really recommend them. I also like the packaging because they're not overtly obvious what they are. It's just a bag that's all sealed off. It's not see-through. It's, you know, you can go through a normal line at Target and not feel like, oh, this poor teenage boy who's checking me out is going to be mortified because he can't really tell what it is. So I think that is really lovely. I love that version. Then I also like a newer brand that I have more recently found, and I have been trying a lot of their different products. And I also love the name of this company, especially if you're an Outlander fan. I think you'll get this from season 2 in France, but it is called The Honeypot Company for your honeypot. You guys, they have everything to deal with your lady parts. So whatever it is you're dealing with, they have probably got a product for it. They've got great panty liners, which are actually herbally infused. So this is very intriguing to me. It's a really natural company. They wanted to be able to provide just like an extra boost to our lady parts. And if you're dealing with anything that may be a little out of sorts or anything, or you just like the freshness of it, I love their herbally infused pads and panty liners and everything. They've got a little zip to them. When you put them on, you're like, whoa, okay, that's a new cool sensation. But it really just helps to kind of make sure that things are staying balanced. And I just really like this company. They've got great wipes that, you know, if you're just wanting like a little refresh, they have cleansers and sprays and creams and anything. If you're dealing with anything that feels a little out of sorts, maybe you're dealing with some itching or some smells or, you know, whatever it is that you're dealing with down there, they've got great products for it. I can't recommend them enough. You can buy them at a lot of different retailers or online. Great company, The Honeypot Company. Okay. I also just want to mention, if you are dealing with things being a little unbalanced, they're not really quite right down there, whether you've got that itching or a smell that you're not, you know, quite jiving with or anything, there's two companies that I want to talk about. So first, it's not so much a company as a product. I've got specific ones linked on Amazon that I think are really helpful. This can be if you're, you know, getting towards a vaginal yeast infection, or like you just feel like things are not quite balanced. Things are not behaving the way that they're supposed to down there. Then I really suggest a boric acid suppository. Don't freak out. It's not a big deal. Put it in before bed, and by morning, you're going to be fresh as a daisy. It's just amazing how it works. It really takes care of any like smell you might be dealing with, any pH imbalances. It just helps restore the overall normalcy of what needs to be happening down there. So if things have gotten a little off, you can just slip one of those in and you're good to go. I think that Boric Life is a good company. I've used their products before, and you can get a bottle for pretty cheap and you're on your way to love and success. All right. So another thing though you might want to be considering is, do you need a little bit of extra help internally? Like, do you need a good probiotic? Do you need maybe a vitamin that is helping you to battle like candida or yeast or anything like that in your system that might be happening if things are a little out of balance down there? Do you need a good wash to help like with the pH balancing from the outside? If you need any of that kind of thing, then my favorite company for that stuff is Love Wellness. They have got all kinds of products, including a boric acid suppository. If you want to buy them from them, it's called The Killer. It's a great one also. They have a perfect condition vitamin that will help regulate things. They've got a great probiotic called the Good Girl Probiotic, which helps you to balance specifically the bacteria and the flora in your vagina. And they also have a really great pH balancing cleanser that you can use. I think Honeypot's cleanser is probably good as well. I haven't used it yet, but I know that they're a great company. Like both of those companies, I think you could have work really well hand in hand to just feel like your freshest, most healthy self. Got it? You know, I just think it's okay for us to think a little bit deeper about those things and what we really need to be addressing and make sure we're on top of all of that and we've got it all together. You know, if you're going to spend a little bit of money on an area to make sure is, you know, you're feeling confident and fresh about, that's a good area, because nobody wants to feel uncomfortable or self-conscious or like things aren't quite right down there. These are great companies to help you to make it right. And just to talk about a little bit of period relief kinds of stuff, if you're dealing with any sort of like cramping or any of that sort of thing, then Cora makes a really great heat relief patch that you can wear right on your skin and be able to, you know, walk around with it, and you don't have to sit there with like a hot water bottle or a heater or whatever. Like, it's a great one that you can just slap on. There's also a great cycle patch. It's called Her by thegoodpatch.com. You can get these on Amazon as well. And it supports you for up to 12 hours. You just slap that patch on your tummy and it's going to help with cramping and all of the kind of like, you know, imbalances that we've got during that time of our cycles. So I think that's a really good patch to help specifically during that time. You guys have heard me talk about other patches before that I think are really good for just, you know, vitamins and supplements and all that kind of thing. But this one is specifically for the week of your period to help with the moodiness and discomfort and all of that sort of thing. You know, I love how the transdermal absorption of supplements works and really gets into our systems really well. And this patch does that. And so I think that that's a great product to be using if you're dealing with discomfort or extra moodiness during that time of your month. Okay. Now, ladies, maybe you know all of this stuff. Maybe you could come in here and like teach me a thing or two about cycles and periods and products and all of the rest. I'm sure there are those of you out there who could. But if this is like new information to you and you're like, hold the phone, this could change my life. Not only do I want you to come and join us in Patreon, because we talk about this kind of thing all the time and we answer questions about it and we do more research about it and we really dive in on this kind of thing, but I also want us all to take a moment to think of the young ladies in our lives, you guys. Not only do we need to learn this information for us to be taking care of ourselves the best way possible, we need to be learning it to teach to them. I mean, how different would our teenage years and first like going through puberty and everything would have been if we would have been armed with this kind of information about the way our bodies operate? I know for me, I think it would have been a game changer. I think that it would help me to have had an awareness about my emotions. It would have given my family and I language to be able to talk about how I was doing and why I may not have been particularly stable at certain points. You know, I mean, what a freeing and empowering thing we could be doing for the young girls in our lives, not just teaching them that they're gonna get a period and this is how an egg works and you ovulate and blah, blah, blah. No. There's so much more than that. There's, you know, the bloating and the moodiness and all that stuff. And I've just skimmed the surface. But if we could be walking them through that, teaching them about these different phases of their cycle, giving them the language to be able to talk about it, showing them as, you know, they get phones and they're growing older, how to use apps to be tracking things and paying attention and doing the things that are going to support their bodies and eating the things that are going to support their bodies. I mean, we didn't even talk about really much supplementation other than like the probiotics and vitamins right there at the end. There's so many other things that we can be doing to be supporting our systems. And teaching them how to do that, teaching them how to work out in accordance with how their bodies are working and to give themselves rest and take care of themselves well and be gentle with themselves when they need to be, and helping them to learn like this might be a good time when you do need to like, you know, kind of be a little bit more insular and it's okay. And just giving them that awareness, I think what a gift we could be giving these next generations of girls who this information could be life-changing at a so much earlier age than we are learning about it. So if that is something that you would be interested in me producing any content for teens about, let me know. I've considered it in the past. I also think it's important that dads get a clue about this so that they know what is happening with their daughters and they don't just think like, geez, what's wrong with her? Like, there's so much more to it than just, oh, she got her period. You know, it's a really big deal and it's a really big life-changing thing for most of their adult years and definitely their teenage years as things are completely changing in their systems and their bodies are getting used to how to operate with these hormones in a consistent way, I think that it's important for dads and, you know, even siblings to have an understanding of what they're going through. So let's just all be mindful of that. If you, you know, are interested in this stuff, learn it for you, but learn it for your daughters or your nieces or your friends' kids, and help them to learn how to operate well within their bodies too. Okay, I think I can step off my soapbox for now. That was a lot of information to cover. I hope I didn't bore you to death. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you have other resources and things that you love, products you love, books you love, podcasts you love about this, I would love for you to tell me about it. The best place for you to get a hold of me is to come over to Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa, slide into my DMs, give me your suggestions. Let's have a conversation about it. If you have questions and you're like, hey, what's up with this or whatever, come over there, ask me there. Or if you want to have like ongoing conversations about this, then again, come and join us in Patreon, because we go over this stuff all the time. We're just very real over there. We don't hold anything back. So patreon.com/livewelltogether. We would love for you to join that community, or come talk to me on Instagram. Let's have a chit chat about our lady parts and not be embarrassed about it. At Mackenzie Coppa over there, I would love to chat with you. If there are other topics that you specifically want to hear about on the podcast, that's a great place to let me know as well. I have people messaging me all the time with different ideas, and I love to hear what is of interest to you guys. That's who this show is for. So let me know what you want to learn about, what you want to hear about, people you'd like to have me interview, what kinds of episodes are your favorite. All of that matters. You guys are the driving force behind the podcast, so be sure to let me know. Also, if there are specific YouTube videos that you would like me to go into a little bit more depth in a visual video kind of way, then be sure to let me know that too. I'm really gearing up to grease those wheels and get some things going over there. That's a space that I really want to step into this year, and I think could be a lot of fun. So if you are wanting to see YouTube things put out by me and there is specific content you would like to see over there, then be sure to let me know. I would love to hear from you at Mackenzie Coppa on Instagram. All right, ladies, that is it for this week's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. Until next week, go be bold and gracious.